when you started the meeting, it's about decision, and I'd rather have, it's about decision, so I'm going to, my decision's already been settled. Deuteronomy, I'm going to start right there. Deuteronomy 30. I used to like to have a reader. I do. I know everybody does different. But Deuteronomy 30, 15 through verse 20. It's about decision. Decision is a choice. It's a determination. It's a preference. And it's a selection. We all here today, we all are making some kind of decision. We're making a decision. All right, Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20, what does that say to us today? Deuteronomy 30.
See, I have set before thee this day.
See, I have set before you this day.
Life and good.
Life and good.
And death and evil.
Death, that's what it says. And evil. He said, I've set this before you today. Life. See, I've set before you this day. Life and good, death and evil.
In that I command thee this day.
To love the Lord thy God.
To walk in his ways. To keep his commandments.
His statutes.
And his judgment. That thou mayest live.
And multiply.
The Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land.
And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land.
Whether thou goest to possess it.
17. What did it say?
But if thine heart turn away.
Slow down. But.
If thine heart turn away. So that thou wilt not hear. But shall be drawn away. And worship other gods.
And serve them.
I denounce unto you this day.
That ye shall surely perish.
And that ye shall not prolong your days. On the land.
Whether thou passest over.
Jordan to possess it.
What else is he going to do?
I call heaven and earth. To record this day.
Against you.
That I have set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing.
Therefore choose life.
That both thou and thy seed may live.
That both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20.
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God. And that thou mayest obey his voice. And that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life. And in the length of thy days. That thou mayest dwell in the land. Which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. To Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give them.
I have set before you this day. This day. For you to choose. And we've already read that. Y'all listen. It's about decision. It's all about decision. I can choose to do right. Amen. Or do wrong. Am I right?
Yeah.
I can choose to repent. And I can choose not to repent. I can choose to be obedient. And I can choose not to be. It's about decision. It's all about decision. Christ said, and he went on, all right, he went on and told you that. Then he turned around and told you, if this is what's going to happen. That's in the lineup. Brother Marty. Adam and Eve. We're going to read. We're going to give you some examples and then we're going to close out. All right. Adam and Eve. Genesis 2. We're going to get you out of here. Genesis 2. Start at verse 8. What happened? 9. Verse 8 and 9. Then you're going to go to 15 and 17. All right.
Genesis. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
Uh-huh.
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
All right.
And out of the ground made the Lord God grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight.
All right.
Good for food.
All right.
The tree of life also in the midst of the garden.
All right.
And the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
All right. Okay. He said, all right, we're going. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Verse 15 to 17, brother. Read that.
The Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
Uh-huh.
Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Uh-huh.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Oh, okay. So he gave Adam and Eve a choice, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what he did? They had to make a decision, didn't they? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I know we all know the rest of the story. What happened? They went on and made that decision to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And you know what happened? What they did, and Brother Marty brought it out yesterday, what they did affected the whole world. When you and I make the decision, it affects somebody that's around us. Sure. That's what happened to Adam and Eve when they made the decision. When the Lord come on the scene and they went, after they eat the fruit, you know, we know the story. After they ate the fruit, the woman gave it to the man and he ate it. And then they realized they were naked. And then the Lord comes and called out. He said, Adam, where art thou? He said, so to speak, we hid ourselves because we were naked. Well, so to speak, you know. Well, so who told you? You know what? Who told you? Well, they done ate that fruit, tree of knowledge of good and evil. They made that decision. And God has done that for you and I today. It's called free will. You and I can make, we're not robots. You know, we're not. You make the decision. I have to make the decision whether I want to live for God or not.
Amen.
We can choose good or evil. I can partake of the good or I can partake of the evil. And some people are like, I'll just do both. You can't do that either. It's about decision. It's about making the right decisions. We got a few other examples. We're going, like we say. All right. Matthew 22, 1 through 3. Somebody get that for me. Matthew 22, 1 through 3. And then I'm going to let somebody can get John 6, 66 through 69. And then somebody can get me Mark 10, 17 to 22. Then we can get Matthew 22, 1, 2, 3. We're going to give you. We saw where We're talking about the bad decisions. People who make bad decisions. All right, then we're going to talk about somebody who made a good decision. Matthew 22, what does that say? 1, 2, 3.
And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son.
Made a marriage for his son.
And sent forth his servants to call them.
All right.
That were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come.
And they would not come. Okay?
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my
dinner. I've prepared my dinner.
My oxen.
My oxen.
And my fatlings.
And my fatlings.
Are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage.
And it said, they would not come. Everything's already been prepared. Everything's already been taken care of. They would not come. There's a lot, sure, we can get out of this. The divine call on you and I's life, there's a lot we can say. But they wouldn't come. They had already been to the wedding, to the marriage feast, to the marriage supper. And they wouldn't come. All right, what was the next one? John 6, 66 through 69. What was that one? All right.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Wow.
Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God.
All right, from that time forth, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Somebody said, oh, does that happen?
Yes.
Did I hear something over here?
Yes.
Oh, it happened.
Yeah.
Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. So who can we go to? Peter said, well, who are we going to go to? And we believe and are sure. This is where we got to get it. We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Some of his disciples made that decision. And made that decision. And they didn't walk with him any more hours. Mark 10, 17 to 22. What does it say? Mark 10. These are the ones who made some bad decisions.
And when he was gone forth into the way,
there came one running.
And kneeled to him. And asked him,
Good master.
What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, What callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments.
Do not commit adultery.
Do not kill.
Do not steal.
Do not bear false witness.
Defraud not.
Honor thy father. out of thy father and mother?
And he answered and said unto him,
and he answered and said unto him, Master,
all these things have I observed from my youth.
All these things have I observed from my youth.
Then Jesus beholding him loved him.
Then Jesus beholding him loved him. And said unto him,
one thing thou lackest.
One thing thou lackest.
Go thy way.
Go thy way.
Sell whatsoever thou hast.
Sell whatsoever thou hast.
And give to the poor.
Give to the poor.
And thou shalt have treasures in heaven.
And thou shalt have treasures in heaven.
Come.
Take up the cross and follow me.
And he was sad.
And he was sad at that saying.
And went away grieved.
Went away grieved.
For
he had great possession. Brother Martin, about our yesterday prosperity. He had great possessions. He went away sad.
He made the decision to follow the riches of the world instead of the riches of God.
Come on, Brother Schaefer. That's what we heard yesterday. He chose to follow the riches of the world and not to follow Jesus. It's about decision. I have decided to follow Jesus, and it's no turning back. Don't no one join me, still I'm going to follow him. It's no turning back. No turning back. He was sad. The choice that you and I make determines our eternal destination. See, we heard about that last night. Be ready. Everything seems to be lining up. Be ready. Be ready. Okay, we've got one example. Y'all get me Ruth. We're going to read Ruth a little bit. Good decision. By Ruth 1, 6 through 18. And then we're gonna bring you down to a close, baby. Yes. It's all about decision. He said, I've set this before you today. Life. Good. Set it. You got it, babe?
I can hear where it was.
Ruth 1, 6 through 18. Ruth 1.
Then she arose with her daughter-in-law.
Then she rose with her, where we at?
That she might return from the country of Moab.
Uh-huh.
For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on the way to return into the land of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go, return each to her mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord deal kindly with you as he has dealt with the dead and with me.
All right.
The Lord grant you that ye may find rest,
all right,
each of you, in the house of her husband.
Yes.
Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept.
And wept, okay.
And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?
Uh-huh.
Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am too old.
I'm too old. Okay, go on.
If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her.
Ruth clave unto her.
And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her,
all right,
then she left speaking unto her.
That's it. Thank you, Sister Dina. She made a decision, didn't she?
Amen.
Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Or return from following after thee. But whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if all be death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. She made a good decision. And we know all about that roof and that whole line that lines on down toward to who? Jesus. That whole line up led on down there. Jesus. That's what happens when you and I make good decisions to follow the Lord. He's all we need. The song poet said, he's everything I need. I don't need nothing else.
Amen.
He's everything I need.
Amen.
I don't need nothing else, dear ones. Only Jesus can satisfy. He's the only one. All right. And this is the choice we make. Determines our eternal destination. Eternal destination. One leads to everlasting life. The other, eternal death. The choice you make today will determine your tomorrow.
Amen.
Romans 3, not Romans 15, Revelation 3:20.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Behold, I stand at the door and I knock.
If any man hear my voice,
I will.
And open the door.
I'll open the door.
I will come in to him.
I will come in unto him.
And will sup with him.
Oh, and will sup with him.
And he with me.
And he with me. What an invitation. He's knocking at our heart's door today. Are you going to let him in?
Yes.
Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Can the man hear my voice and open the door? Just hear his voice and open the door. I will just come in and will sup with you. And sup with him, and he with me. That's a good place to be in. You know, sometimes I just feel like I'm just in his presence. He's just sitting right beside me, right here. I just come on in, Lord. Come on in. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna talk today. But I've gotta be open. Wants to come in to where we're open. I've decided. Come on in, Lord, and sup. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? He just come on and just sit down and just, I mean, I sit down. But he just sat down and just sup with us. Just right here. I mean, I can't see how I'm feeling, but that's a good feeling, place to be in, dear one. When we make the decision, Lord, I'll follow you all the way, not part of the way, not my own thing, not what I want to do. I've been in them places. Lord, it's for face to me, and
decisive means it's settled. It's resolved and it's final. We do have an option. It's called freedom of choice, free will. Take it or leave it. Or leave it. It's up to the individual. We can take it or leave it. Sometimes we just work with our little opinions. I just don't see it that way. I don't know what you're talking about. Said earlier, I can choose to do right or do wrong. I can choose to repent. I can choose not to. I can choose to be obedient. I can choose not to be. It's what's important and what's not. It's called negative or positive. Responsible or not to be responsible. God gave you and I the gift of choice. That means we're free to choose. We can choose. It's left up to us. It's about decisions, dear one. We gave you different ones who made that decision. He don't leave out nobody.
Amen.
We all have, you know. I've been saved a long time. I'm not saying I've done it all, you know what I'm saying? But all the time, but when the Lord shined the light down on it, yes, Lord, I'm going to take care of this. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to take care of it now. Sometimes God brings things, bring light to us, shine light on situations. We got to get going and take care of it. It's all about decision. Whether I want to live or whether I want to die. Jesus. I think I got all. I think I got all my little notes taken care of. By decision today, dear one. I think I finished. You can sit on. He's standing at whose heart goes, he's standing at this morning, today. Behold, I stand at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Did a man hear my voice and open the door? I will come into him. Wow. And we'll sup with him. And he with me. Amen. Pray for me, Saint. Sometimes we fall a little short.
Amen.
You have to acknowledge just where you are. I don't want to be waiting to balance and found wanting. I don't.
He knows exactly where you are today.
But do you know?
I'll think about it.
No!
I don't want to be too late to pray.
Amen.
I don't want to be too late to pray. It's all about decisions, young people. I mean, all of us, as a matter of fact. But young people, you're making a decision. Well, let me enjoy life a little bit. Let me just enjoy life a little bit. You know what I say? I'm glad he came looking for me.
Psalm 12 said, I was lost. I was undone. I was without God or son. But he reached out his hand for me. He came looking for me. And he saved me in time. I don't know what Sister McDonald got into. When I go back over my family background, you know, I tell them, yeah, go back over my family background, family line. Oh, they don't tell much Sister McDonald got into. I might have gotten married 4 or 5 times. I don't like talking about it, but my mom was. All my aunts, they maybe had 2 or 3 husbands. You know, so they said that curse goes. And then when they said, Brother Martin, it goes on down. There's no telling what Sister McDonald would have done. But he came looking for me. He took the time to come looking for me. And when he came, I accepted him. I accepted him. And I always say this when I do this too, as well. No, I don't like talking about it. But I did backslide. But the Lord had mercy during that little time while I was out there. And I got back on track. And the Lord has helped me to stay on track. Back then, the 1970s. You hear this too, 2018. I'm not boasting or bragging, dear one. But it's all because of him. I'm not the same. It's because of Jesus who hung there and bled on that cross. And what did he say? It is finished. It's finished. It's all about decisions, dear one. Keep it clear. So we have an altar. We have an altar. We can always be found. And the song you gave me, I think when I was at home last year, I always go home and stay home for a whole month and all this. Just enjoy myself there with the children and grand. How about this time, just me and the Lord? The song he gave me while I was there, just kneel with the cross. Jesus. Pray for me.